Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You know, I'm a big health advocate, and across the country, there are different prices for different health exams for women, huge price differences for mammograms and other critical women's health procedures. So Castlight Health released its second annual U.S. Costliest Cities Analysis, ranking the 30 most populous cities in the country on what employers and employees pay for women's health care and other standard medical procedures. So this is something that is going to teach us about taking a more proactive role in our health care future. So for the first time, this report examined the prices of OB-GYN follow-up visits, preventive gynecological exams, mammograms, and HPV tests, and they also ranked the cost of other medical services for primary care checkups, to radiology tests, to routine blood panels. So what we start with, let's say the costliest city for mammograms, along with the average price of the procedure, the costliest city would be Sacramento, California at $485, Indianapolis at $431, with Houston down at the $283 mark. The cities with the least expensive mammograms on average included Cincinnati at $159, Tampa at $162, and St. Louis at $175. When it came to OB-GYN follow-up visits, Minneapolis and Seattle were the most expensive, and Phoenix and Las Vegas were the cheapest. Isn't that interesting? The follow-up visits, Las Vegas had some of the cheapest. We've got the costliest cities for primary care visits, Minneapolis, Minnesota, $228. Now, what I find very interesting about this is that Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Washington, D.C. topped the list in the American Fitness Index, the yearly exam put on by the American College of Sports Medicine that tells you the healthiest cities. So Minneapolis, which spends like something like, I don't know, $200 per person on fitness things, sidewalks and parks, recreation centers, tennis courts, public pools, all these things, also happens to have pretty costly primary care visits. So that is kind of an interesting, with San Diego, California being the cheapest at $154. Lipid panel tests could cost anywhere between $14 and $1,070 in New York City, the city with the highest national range among all eight procedures. Can you believe that? So it can go anywhere. It just depends on where you go. And I think one of the biggest lessons here is that you have to find out the cost. We learned in one of my shows a few weeks back that now the coding is going to be changed with up to 845 different codes just for an angioplasty. I think the most important bit of information here is that you absolutely have to check on the codes, check on the cost before you undergo a procedure. And even if you're just going to get your mammogram, a colonoscopy, which is now considered part of a well visit, so is a mammogram, so is a pap smear. However, you better check out the costs and see if there's any things that you're going to get stuck with. But it still is a great way for you to advocate for yourself. If you've got to have that blood work done for anything, go check it out. Check out a place like Quest Diagnostics versus the local hospital. See what lab they send it to. Be your own best health advocate, because that's the way we're all going to help to keep healthcare costs down in this age of healthcare uprising. It's really a confusing time. You know, we talk about the Affordable Care Act a lot, trying to explain it to you and all the confusing ins and outs. Well, here's another reason to be your best advocate. Look at these numbers, look at the costs so that you can compare. Shop. That's the best advice. Got a great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.